We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Reish Tzadi Tes, Sif Tes. Says the Mechaber, Imrotza Liso Tekef LaHavdalah. If one wants to eat Malava Malka right after they make Havdalah, Tzarech Lizar Shelo Yavi Lechem LaShulchan Kodem Havdalah. One must ensure that they do not bring any bread to the table before they make Havdalah. Vim Hevi, if the bread was brought to the table before Havdalah, Poreis Alav Mavu Mechasana, you should cover the bread with a covering. Because really, you're supposed to make the bracha on bread before you make the bracha on wine. And if you make havdalah when there's bread there, then this is a bizayon to the bread, because you are going out of the regular order of brachos. So therefore, you should cover the bread if it's going to be at the table, but better not to bring the bread to the table in the first place before you make havdalah. We have seen similar halachas regarding Kiddush. That's one of the reasons that we cover the challah when we recite Kiddush, because you're going out of order of the regular order of brachos, and therefore, there are some who suggest that instead of covering the challah, one should just not bring the challahs to the table before they make Kiddush, just like over here we suggest that one should not bring bread to the table before one is going to make Havdalah. Siv Yud. Asr lasos shum malacha kodam shi'avdil. Is prohibited from doing any malacha before one makes havdalah. Vim hivdil betfila mutter afal pishadain lohivdil alakos. However, as we have pointed out, if one made havdalah during davening in atachon and they recited atachon antanu, then they are permitted to do malacha even before they make havdalah alakos. Havdalah alakos is only required in order to allow one to eat. Vim tzarech lasos malacha kodem shehivdil betfila. Omer Hamavdal ben Kodesh ben Chol below bracha v'osa malacha. If one needs to do malacha before they daven Maariv, so they have not said Havdalah in Tefillah yet either, then they can just recite Baruch Hamavdal ben Kodesh ben Chol without the Shem Hashem, and that will permit them to do malacha. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason that this is permitted is because it only needs to act as a Heker ba'amal alavas hasamelech, a recognition that we are saying goodbye to Shabbos, and does not require an actual bracha. The Rama comments, V'chein nashim she'inam avdilim b'tfila, yesh alamdan she'yomer hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol, kodem she'asu malacha. This halacha should apply to women who generally do not daven ma'arav, and therefore they are not going to recite havdalah in davening. If they don't want to have to wait till havdalah alakos in order to perform malacha, they can just recite baruch hamavdil ben kodesh l'chol, do malacha, and then when their husband come home, they can hear Havdalah al HaKos. The Rama continues, V'yesh Orim D'chozeh B'malacha Gemura K'gon Kosei V'oreg. There are some who suggest that this is only true regarding genuine malachas like writing and sewing. Aval Hadlakas Haner Ba'alma, but just lighting a candle, O'utzam Rishus L'shus, or the act of carrying, of taking an object from one Rishus to another Rishus, Ein Tzarech L'zeh. One is not required to say Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. Once Shabbos ends, they are permitted to do certain malachas, even without reciting Havdalah, B'tfila, or the words Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. The Mishnah Berurah explains that Chazal were mekil by malachos she'im behem torach, malachas which don't require too much work, such as hotzah, when you're carrying something from one rishus to another rishus, or lighting a candle, which isn't such a big deal, as opposed to writing or sewing, which appears to require more tircha. So Chazal were mekel that one does not require Havdalah v'tfila or Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol in order to do the lesser malachas. Says Rama, "Bizen ispashet haminog lahakel shemadlikin neiras miyad she'amru hakahal barchu." Because of this, this is where the minhag came from, that there are some who light candles in shul once Baruch Hu was recited, because now Shabbos is really over, even without the recitation of Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol or Havdalah in davening. But the Rama says that the Iker is like the first daya, that one should not perform any malacha until they recite Havdalah v'tfila or Baruch Hamavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. V'yesh omrim lidlos mayim b'chol motzai Shabbos, kib ereshel miriam sofiv kol motzai Shabbos kola be'eros, u'mishapogeh bo v'yesh avimenu yisar b'yukol tachluav. There are some who suggest that one should pour water on Motzei Shabbos as a zecher to the Be'er Shel Miriam, which somehow will cause people to be healed. V'lo reisi l'minag zeh, but the Rama says he doesn't know anybody who actually has this minag. Ein le'elson reish samach gimel mishemosi b'chol ha'kodesh imutar lomer la'acher shehevde lazos lo malacha. See earlier in Hilchos Shabbos about asking someone who it's no longer Shabbos for him to perform malacha for someone who it is still Shabbos. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the minag of the Maharil, who used to fold his talis Motzai Shabbos right away, so that he would continue from Shabbos right into the performance of mitzvos.